Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I got kind of a long monologue here today, so I'm just going to ask everybody's forgiveness up quick. But I wanted to mention these things. It seems as though the liberal left is more dedicated to their socialist agendas than the conservatives are to liberty. Have you ever noticed that? And the one question that is left at each seminar or conference or symposium that I attend is the same thing. After we've discussed all the issues, the losses, the constitutional crimes against we the people, what do we do? What do we do? Well, it's a simple question, and there really is a simple answer. But for some reason, we the people, the conservatives, cannot seem to get her done. The left has no problem, but we do. We have to start supporting one another to realize we are each other's neighbors. And frankly, my friends, you cannot rely on Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, or my favorite, Lou Dobbs, to come to your community and lend aid or even their voice for property or for truth in your rights. They very seldom ever talk about or even know what rural America deals with on a day-to-day basis. Who knew about the Duarte nurseries, battle with EPA? Who would have ever thought that plowing was creating small mountain ranges and that the EPA was going to destroy a family and end over 600 jobs? Not Hannity, not Ingraham, not Ann Coulter. That's left for your hometown gal. We have 50 states and 1,000 more communities. Every state has rural areas, the areas that actually provide for the rest of the state or states. We are America. We are a good people, or we were. But we the conservatives seem to be laid back, let's wait and see kind of people, and that's costing all of us our life, our liberty, and our pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. If they, the bureaucrats, come to control your neighbor's land or property, do not close your window blinds and believe for one minute that you will be spared, for you will not be spared. So the answer is for us to invest in one another, to be good neighbors, to take action, to speak out, to be aware and connect the dots. Did you know there was a plowing problem? Did you know there was an egg crisis here a couple of years ago that has caused the price of eggs to reach a cost unaffordable by many in numerous states? A once cheap form of perfect protein, now only affordable to the elite in some areas. Organizations such as HSUS, ASPCA are not government, but they have lots of money to throw into their campaigns and their agendas, and their agenda is to destroy. Money is a necessary evil. To keep your voice alive, I need your help. But other advocate groups who are the ones in the trenches, I'm just their voice on the air, need your support to fight these issues, to make them aware. And they are there for you. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Every man owes a part of his time and money to the business or industry in which he is engaged. No man has a moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere." Theodore Roosevelt. So I have to add, bully. There is a mission. It is not an impossible mission, but it does take some patriot soldiers to step up. What do we need? First, prayer. Second, invest time and money. Third, your voice. We need you involved. Be a voice. Spread the news. Tell others. And as my old boss used to say, don't take my word for anything. Research. It's easy enough to do these days. Okay. I've gone on long enough, and I hope I've encouraged you and not turned you off. But I know that I only do this. Please know that I only do this because I love you. I love this nation, and I have a love for liberty. HSUS strikes again. Their mission is not just to eliminate the pet industry, but to monopolize what little bit is left when they're done. Remember, the circus is gone now because of these animal rights extremists. Without the animal industry, livestock, pets, where would we be? Without producers such as Duarte Nurseries, where would America be? Well, we'd be reduced, and we are falling that way quickly, to a third world nation status. The mission, should you accept it, and please do, prayer, voice, invest, take action. I have a very special guest. She's very special to me today. When she and I visit on the phone, we have enough passion and information to cover 100 CSC Talk Radio hours. But today we have an issue in the state of California particularly. Not all there are against, not everyone in the state of California is against the Constitution or standing in the streets yelling and screaming. Many of them are just hard workers. They have a rural America there too, and they're trying. And they are facing an attack right now in the pet industry. And I want to bring to you today the Cavalry Group. We have Mindy Patterson with us. Mindy, sorry for that long lead-in. I think I tried to squeeze in everything you and I talked about yesterday.
No, thank you. It was wonderful. You set the stage beautifully.
Well, you know, there's just so much going on, and you don't hear about it on the mainstream media, and you don't hear about it on the alternative conservative media either. Not really.
No, and, you know, with all of everything going on right now is just creating a big blur and tangle with intention to confuse the American people. Here we've just, you know, gotten through a huge election, and now the media obviously is not on our side, the general media, as you have pointed out in your opening statements. And, you know, you are the voice of truth and reason, and I'm just so grateful for all that you do, and keeping us with our sights set on what our true vision is for America. And, you know, our vision is to have a safe, free, and prosperous nation. But I'm very concerned that, you know, all the corruption within our government that has been undermining the American foundation of our Constitution and our American way of life under the Obama administration and before, even long before that, we're having to really untrench from all of that that has piled on us over the years. And now we're having to face all of these elected, state representatives and senators and people at the congressional level who are not true to their oath of office. To, you know, when they took office, they took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. And we are seeing now at the local, state, and federal level that these elected people who are there to serve the people are not upholding their oath of office to uphold the Constitution. And it's disturbing because it's really a helpless feeling when you go to fight legislation at a state capitol only to find that these legislators are blind.
You know, it is not, we're going to head into a break here pretty quick, but it is not, I'm going to quote Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional lawyer. She goes around teaching the Constitution. You know, it's really a very simple document. It is not a living, breathing document. It is a contract. You can't go into your boss and say, hey, I think this means this, or let's put an amendment on here. It's not a living, breathing document like we are being led to believe. And we need to start learning our Constitution. But we are in a fix. We are in a swamp. And Mindy's going to explain what's going on in the state of California. And I want you to put your ears on because it'll happen right here if we're not careful. And we need to help. We need to help our neighbors in California. 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann, that Cavalry Group, we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group, and I gave a really long monologue from my heart. Obviously, it was from my heart, and it had a lot to do with what Mindy and I talked about yesterday evening as we were preparing one another for today's show. But the Cavalry Group is out there fighting. They're out there fighting for everyone, not just here in Missouri. She happens to live here in Missouri, but she is fighting all over. And she told me the other day, you know, we always make fun of California. And she kind of put me in my place. She said, you know, I was from there. And, you know, we don't stop and think because we only see the bad images. We don't see the people that we talk about, like the Duartes and like the oyster farmers that were taken. I've not heard the rest of that story. If they're still fighting the EPA, which I'm sure they are, you know, all these others that are fighting. We're the ones, they are the ones, those producers that are caring for the land. And the pet producers, the pet breeders, they're the ones caring for those animals, not these animal rights extremists. They don't care about the animals, and they don't care about the children. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to Mindy and let her explain exactly what I'm ranting about.
Well, you know, California is not only near and dear to my heart, but it is a very important state. You know, California in and of itself is the fifth largest food producer in the world. So California is basically being thrown under the bus by a small group of vocal minority elites, and they have an agenda, and they're using their agenda, which is very deceptive, to fool consumers and voters and legislators. And if you were to look at the electoral map from this last presidential election, the state of California is mostly red, but you've got this sliver of blue along the coast, which is what I would consider to be the coastal elites. Now, what's scary is that every state has that sliver of blue in the urban areas. So we're allowing these urban activists to basically destroy farmers and ranchers and animal producers for the rest of us. And, you know, I mean, it's my understanding that the farmers and ranchers make up less than 1.5% of our population. And so we really need to stand up and wake up to all this deceptive PR ploy that these activists have. Now, in California, there is currently a bill. So for all your California listeners, please, please call your representative and senator in the state of California to oppose California AB 485, which basically wants to mandate the sale of animals sourced from rescues and shelters to be sold in pet stores. So in other words, they're going to mandate through legislative reform, and this is completely the animal rights agenda, to create a monopoly of rescues across our country. This is not a hidden agenda from the animal rights groups, the Humane Society of the United States. It's all over their blogs and their websites. They want to basically destroy pet stores and the sale of purebred dogs to consumers.
Mm. Now, do you happen to have, I've got the D.C. switchboard number. Do you happen to have the number for California?
It's quite simple. If you'll give me just 1 minute, okay. And we will have this up on our website.
Awesome.
If you go to our website at thecavalrygroup.com, there is a tab at the very top of our page that says Take Action. It's the Action Center. And you can go to that tab. If you click on it, there's a drop-down menu that says federal and state legislation. Scroll down to California, and basically it says, just click on that tab. It says oppose AB 485. If you click on that, there's a really easy way to send letters to California state assembly members. And so for constituents in California, it couldn't get any easier. All you need to do is click that tab, click a button that says send message, and off goes a letter opposing this legislation to your members in the General Assembly. But if you want to make phone calls, we will have available on that same link a roster of the General Assembly so you can make phone calls as well.
Oh, yeah, I would drown them. Just drown them. Okay.
Yep.
I'm kind of there. Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to do that while you were talking. I was going all over the place. But
sure.
I'm going to go ahead and give the DC switchboard. And please, please, please go to thecavalrygroup.com. Thecavalrygroup.com. And it's 202 for the DC switchboard.
Well, again, this is a state bill.
Yes. Okay.
This is not a federal bill. This is
all right,
a state
so that
level.
Won't do any mm-hmm. good. Okay, so we do need the state number then. We do need that. Okay, we'll get it.
And again, I just sent you the link for our platform that is a letter-writing campaign to all the state General Assembly members.
All right.
But HSUS and all their animal rights spin-off groups, which we know there's a lot of splinter groups that all roads lead to the Humane Society of the United States, and all these groups are going state by state and passing bills like this. And AB 485 is basically founded on many myths, and they're really deceiving the general public. And let me just say this. One thing that I have learned by being involved with pet producers for the last 7 years now, there is a demand. The general public is not necessarily, I mean, look, we're about freedom of choice. So if you want to go to a rescue or shelter and obtain an animal there, that is your freedom to do so. But don't ruin it for the rest of the country, because there is a huge demand for purebred and mixed breed dogs that are produced by licensed, regulated, inspected breeders. And don't fall for the propaganda from the animal rights groups that breeders are, that are producing pets for pet stores are unscrupulous individuals. It's a very noble profession. I just talked to one of our members this morning who was telling me that she has a brand new litter of puppies that were born, and she spent the night sleeping on the floor in the whelping room so that they knew they were well cared for. These people love what they do. They love their animals. These individuals who dedicate their lives to producing pets for families across the country are doing an amazing job, and they are really being thrown under the bus by these radicals who just simply don't like what they do, and they want to destroy their reputations with all this false propaganda and through legislation like this bill in California.
Well, we went through some of that here in the state of Missouri. You remember that. That's not been that long ago. And we'll fight it again. I mean, it never goes away. It's kind of like the National Animal Identification. That's not going to go away. They just keep renaming it and bringing it back. And it's just something that goes on and on to infringe upon and control the American people in every industry. Every industry. You know, I was just thinking as we were talking, I've been thinking an awful lot about our founding fathers and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. I always say it that way. I've never seen a liberal that was truly happy. And I've never seen one that truly loves and respects life. So if you can't love life and really respect life, then you have no love or passion or care for liberty. It makes no difference to you. So how can we expect them to behave like an American who loves life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? How can we expect that? Because they are lacking in that. And you and I talked, you know, yesterday about the need for prayer in this nation. Mm-hmm. You go at it nonstop, Mindy. You just never, ever stop. This woman is on the road fighting in every state. Have you made it to Hawaii yet? She fights in every single state. When you go to Hawaii, can I help you go there fight?
Not a bad idea, yes. Maybe we need to...
Because I know they need help, too.
Do a tour in Hawaii, but yes.
Yeah, you know, but she goes nonstop. And she has sacrificed like I have, because we are out there. We care about this nation. We care about the future generations of this nation. And it's something that we feel is worth fighting for. And sometimes we get tuckered out. I was so tuckered when I got back on Sunday night. I didn't realize it kind of the wall hit me on Monday. And I went home early. And I went to sleep about 3 o'clock, woke up at 7. And I turned the TV on, and immediately I'm seeing the bombing in Manchester.
Yeah.
Because evil never rests. So we got a tag team. We got to stay awake and stay on it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Go to the Cavalry Group. Get on this letter. Get it sent. Take action. Be in prayer. Stand together, for we are all neighbors. I know, we're in Missouri, they're in the state of California, but they need our help. They are our neighbors. The Cavalry Group, join them, thecavalrygroup.com. And Mindy and Beth Ann, for liberty, for life, for the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We have kind of a crisis, I don't know how else to put it, going on in the state of California with HB 485. We have a listener from Louisiana, Mindy, that has some questions. We've gone pretty fast, and he has some questions about it. Jack, how are you today?
Okay, fine. That bill out in California, would it make those kill shelters non-kill shelters? Because I really don't believe in killing things just because you collected them up and you don't want to feed them anymore.
Well, I think, I don't believe that that is the intention of the bill. The intention of the bill, quite honestly, is to shut down legal businesses.
Okay, but would it make them no-kill shelters?
I don't know.
Them state shelters and things?
I doubt it.
Them,
I doubt
feed
it.
Feed them to the dog food factory?
I doubt that is not the mission of this bill, and I don't know that that is their intent. But I do know that their intent is to shut down not only licensed breeders, because they consider anyone who breeds dogs, no matter how many hoops they jump through to be licensed and inspected and regulated, they can this group that is behind this bill considers anyone who breeds dogs to be what they consider to be a quote-unquote puppy mill, to disparage the industry, to disparage people who breed and raise animals, and to disparage the pet stores, which are also legal businesses, who sell these puppies.
Oh, okay. Well, if they really cared, they'd go stop those kill shelters and just make them feed them. You know, it'd be better to just let them loose in the woods than to just put them in there and kill them.
Well,
I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're mean to those little puppies. They slam them against the other. They're just going to kill it anyway.
Okay.
Well, actually, too, this is an agenda by the animal rights groups to create a monopoly of you know, rescue only. And don't think for one minute that you go to a rescue or shelter to, as they claim, adopt a dog. You're buying a dog if you go to a rescue or shelter. So while they vilify purchasing animals from breeders, they themselves are selling animals to the general public. They just want everyone to, they're hiding behind this false facade of, you know, feeling good that you're allegedly rescuing a dog or cat. But did you know a lot of these animals are coming in from foreign countries?
No, I didn't know that, but I've been to the dog food factory. I know they sell them to the dog food factory. I've seen dump truck loads of them come in there.
I'm not seeing that. Okay. All right. Well, Jack, we appreciate your questions. Thank you so very much. We have Jan from the state of California on. Jan, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. The sun is shining here in Missouri today. I don't think it's supposed to this weekend.
We have fog. We have our lovely fog.
Now, Jan, I want you to know that I live in a little town named California in the state of Missouri. So you and I are sisters of sorts.
I'll move there. I can still keep my residency.
All right. Well, Jan is
I'm calling in. I have to disclose here. I actually know Mindy. We're friends. So I'm calling in with some practical concerns here. I am very opposed to AB 485. I am a hobby dog breeder and an American Kennel Club judge for my own breed. And I'm concerned. I raise puppies in my house, not very frequently, but once in a while. And I have to say that I never thought about pet stores much one way or the other before bills like this started to come along. And now I realize, and I hope more people start to realize, especially hobby breeders, that pet stores are probably one of our best lines of defense for purebred dogs and for some mixed breed dogs. They only sell puppies at pet stores. If this bill goes through, we'll be selling adult mature animals at pet shops. There are a lot of questions that you have about this bill in particular, and I'm going to actually do a little bit of cheating here and read you a couple of questions from a blog by Dana Johnson.
Okay.
That have some really good questions here that are never answered. Do pet shops have enough employees that are savvy enough to manage adult dogs with behavioral or health issues? Dogs that come in are usually, I wouldn't say they're damaged goods because you can get a good dog at the shelter, but employees have to know about their product. They have to know what they're selling. These dogs are coming in on a routine basis. They don't stay there long. They go back and forth to the shelter every night, I would assume. There's diseases to worry about. What happens to a dog if languages in the shop for weeks or months? That assumes that the dogs are staying in the shop. So you have a number of adult dogs staying in a shop, a pet shop, overnight. Who watches them or takes care of them? And this is my big thing here. Whose insurance pays out if an adult dog acts inappropriately because of stress? If you have an adult dog that people are playing with or picking up or, you know, running around a pet store with or taking it out into the mall or wherever they're taking it, who's responsible if that dog acts up? Is it the store owner or is it the shelter and rescue? And what sort of monetary plan is there? If you have a shop that you're paying, say, $10,000 a month for rent, and you give over a portion of your store to the rescue, who pays for that? Do you get the money when the dog is sold to the public? Do you get a portion of that money to cover your expenses for employees, for food that you may use, for utilities, and for your rent and your insurance? These are all questions that you never hear the legislators talk about. They only want to hear about emotion.
Exactly.
And these are practical questions that people need to think about. If we cut off the supply from, these are all puppies that these people bring in, the David Salinas and other pet shop owners bring in. These are not adult dogs we're dealing with. These are little puppies. They're a lot easier to manage for the public and they're a lot safer for the public. If you want a shelter dog, I have no problem. My breed runs their own rescue. We do a great job with rescuing our own breed. Every AKC purebred has a rescue. They're mandated to do that by the American Kennel Club. So we all run our own breed rescues, but we don't put them in pet shops. We let the pet shop people do what they need to do and sell puppies to people,
right.
Not adult dogs.
So, well, Jan, you bring up a really good point, and I think, you know, one of the biggest concerns that we have from a legal standpoint is what would this bill do in terms of liability to pet stores? Because basically this measure creates a liability for pet stores, imposing a huge safety risk for consumers. So if something happens from one of these dogs and it bites a family member, is the pet store liable or is the rescue liable, since these pet stores are being mandated to source their animals from rescues?
Yep, there's another one here. What happens to the dog if the buyer returns it? You know, if you have when you buy a pet puppy or a hobby breeder puppy, you get usually a contract from a hobby breeder, and always a contract, I would assume, from a pet store person. You have some sort of recourse if something goes wrong with that pet. If it gets sick or if it has some sort of a congenital problem, you get to bring it back, or you get some compensation. You don't get that from a shelter. And it's fine. If you want to take that risk, go to the shelter and get that dog. But there's a whole lot of integral parts that go along with this that people just haven't thought about. And if they thought about it a little bit more, I think they would be opposing this bill like the rest of us do.
Well, and you bring up another good point. This bill basically does nothing to stop any kind of alleged animal abuse or unscrupulous, unlicensed breeders. This just is going to create more of a black market for puppies. And
absolutely.
And I think that's one of the consequences from this legislation like this, which, by the way, is passing at the local level all over the country, primarily in Florida. It is passed in the state of Illinois, New Jersey, New York. You know, we're losing this incrementally across the country, but no, those are excellent points, Jan.
Well, you know, I like I said, I didn't think much about this until I started working on these issues a long time ago, when I started fighting breed-specific legislation, and it's just snowballed. I mean, this whole thing has just snowballed and rolled really, really fast, and
hang on.
It's just feel good.
Hang on. We're going to go into a break, and we've got some other callers holding. Hang on, Jan.
Okay, well, I can go.
Okay. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. course, survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We're talking about a bill that's taking place in the state of California. It's AB 485. You need to go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com, or you can go to my website. And on the right-hand side, you can see a little icon that'll take you right there when you click on it. I'm also going to put the link that you sent me, Mindy. I'm going to put that on the show's Facebook page so people can see that and go straight to your site. We do have a caller from Delaware. We have William. William from Delaware. How are you today, sir?
Doing fine. Listen, what is, it's Wendy, I think it was?
Mindy.
Does she know the American Kennel Club's official stand on this legislation? And if so, can she share some of their comments and feelings on this?
Well, I don't represent the AKC, but I know I'm on their website and on their legislative page, they are opposed to this measure, and they've been helping the pet industry fight it.
Okay, I think he hung up on us. He just asked the question and decided to listen offline. I mean, off
great.
The air. So, go ahead.
Yeah, AKC is opposed to this bill.
Okay.
They have a whole government relations department, and they've been very active in informing citizens and the industry in opposition to this legislation and other bills across the country. I want to add real quickly that Jan, who called in,
yes.
When I was out in California at the state capitol to testify in opposition to this bill when it was still in the committee, Jan and about 40 other members of the Cavalry Group basically arrived at the capitol to oppose this legislation. It was really great. I know Jan drove several hours, and she is really a warrior for the pet breeding industry, and she does a terrific job, as you can tell. She's very articulate on the points. So, but something I want your listeners to understand is that, you know, all these bills that are chipping away at our rights to own animals, own pets, you know, we have to quit getting into the weeds, because all these measures are unconstitutional. And so, you know, we can, you know, decide whether or not we want to oppose this bill based upon whether AKC supports it or doesn't support it, or if you don't like pet stores or whatever those things are. You know, we have to quit doing that and realize that these measures are totally unconstitutional. And if you allow something like this to go through today, what's next? You know, we really have committed ourselves at the Calvary Group to protecting the constitutional rights of law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise. And along with that comes a never-compromise seal of approval. And that's really what we are all about. We never compromise on issues of private property. We never compromise on the Constitution. We don't believe in collaborating with those who seek our demise. You know, a lot of these agriculture organizations and associations are real quick to play footsie with the enemy, thinking that if they feed that crocodile, it'll eat them last. But, you know, we have got to quit that. How's that working out for us so far? It's not. You know, collaborating with the enemy is just destroying these industries.
It is. And, you know, when I opened up with the monologue, we can't shut the window blinds and think this isn't going to happen here, whether you're in Missouri, Illinois, Texas, Louisiana, or Delaware. If it's happening in the state of California, they are our neighbors. Yep. It's going to happen here. And it has happened in Missouri. We have been attacked. And we've seen the other states get attacked. We've seen Nebraska be attacked by HSUS. We've seen it across the board, whether it's the horse industry, the cattle industry, the hog industry, the poultry industry, the egg industry, the pet industry, the circus, the rabbits, everything, the horse and carriage. They are after your livelihood. They are wanting to change how we live here in America. And they will not stop until they destroy. And we have to, you know, we have to be that line of Red Rover, Red Rover. And we cannot let go of one another's hands. We have to hold on tight.
We do. Well, Jan said something really important, and that was that the other side is pushing their agenda with emotion, not facts and not science. And accordingly, we have to remind our elected representatives that they are there to serve the people and uphold the Constitution as it states in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution, that federal and state legislators, when they take that solemn oath of office, they need to uphold that oath of office, and it's up to us to hold them accountable. And you would think that supporting our U.S. Constitution would be a bipartisan desire, especially considering the fact that all these elected officials take an oath of office when they're sworn in to take that job.
You know, we
but
could
it
do
is,
a show
after all,
just
what
on
makes
that.
America America and as a constitutional republic.
We could do a show just on that. We are almost out of time, and I really wanted to get into that emotion issue that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. If you can quickly, in about 45, 60 seconds, if you can tell about the emotional picture that you have on this brochure that you got chastised for.
Well, yes, you know, people first. You know, it's we certainly do not condone animal abuse of any kind. However, this bill, we believe, AB 485, is a child endangerment bill. By mandating that pet stores sell dogs only sourced from rescues and shelters, it is putting families and children at risk. This is happening way too often across the country, where these shelters and rescue operators are not experts in animal behavior and safety, and are often misguided and refuse to acknowledge the dangers or background of certain dogs that are found there. And then they place these dogs into family homes, and the outcome is not pretty. And it's not always the case, but unfortunately it is becoming more of a norm than not. And we see these children that are being attacked and nearly killed by these dogs sourced in rescues and shelters. And again, we're about freedom of choice. If you want to go adopt a dog or purchase a dog from a shelter or rescue, fine, that's your prerogative. But don't mandate that where pet stores have to source their dogs, rabbits, and kittens for their stores. And I shouldn't say kittens because it would be adult animals.
And you know what? They don't have the history of that animal. That's the thing. They don't have the history of the animal. If you want to rescue the dog, that's fine. That's wonderful. But if you want to raise one that's going to be really compatible with children, you need to start with a puppy.
Absolutely.
We're not going into a break. We've ended the show. It's already over, Mindy. We're going to have you back real soon. AB 485, bad news for the state of California. Go to thecavalrygroup.com. Go to thecavalrygroup.com, and all you got to do is put in your zip code and send a letter and say we're against this. That's all you got to do. Thank you, Mindy. You make
Thank
it easy.
You.
Thank you very much for being a part of us today. It really does take all of us. She's in the trenches. I'm here, a voice. That's all I am, but I'm your voice. I'm the hometown gal trying to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.